just got word from the state of Texas that we've been approved to serve as the host. The Research Valley Partnership will serve as the host of what will be called the Texas Triangle Regional Center for Innovation and Commercialization. And we will serve as host of a region that will include Temple and Waco and Bryan-College Station. It will include effectively the seven-county region that is the Brazos Valley. So we'll have Glenn College and all the way down to Washington County and then up to McLennan County, Bell County, Fort Hood. So it's something that we're very honored to have been approved. We still have to finalize the contractual agreements with the state of Texas, but certainly an honor to be approved to do this and to serve as an RCIC for the state of Texas.
And what does an RCIC do?
So basically, under the what's called the Emerging Technology Fund, which is a state of Texas fund, it's dedicated towards basically advancing innovation, technology, commercialization initiatives in the state of Texas. It's very closely linked to universities, especially those of public higher education. But really the big idea is to build innovation ecosystems around the state that help entrepreneurs and technologies, emerging technologies, disruptive technologies, advance to the marketplace, work on big projects. Many of the things that today you see in the bio corridor have emerging technology fund support behind them. We've been involved in those projects, but now as a regional center for innovation and commercialization, we'll even have closer linkages in supporting our Texas A&M partners, working with Glenn College, working with the small business development centers around the Texas Triangle RCIC.
And this means what in the way of people and services?
Well, so we already have core infrastructure in place through our innovation center, and so that's why it was really a good fit. In many ways, we're already performing services and tasks that the RCICs do around the state. We were just doing it to some degree without state support. So what we will do is we will basically receive a significant amount of money to provide support services. We will match those funds, state funds, and over the next 18 months continue to build capacity for our Innovation Center effort here in Bryan-College Station in the Research Valley, and then also working with both Temple and Waco as the two satellites and their efforts with Scott & White and the Health Science Center in Temple and with Baylor and with the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce in Waco.
So there'll actually be physical offices in Temple and Waco?
Yeah, as it currently stands, the idea is that we will have two strategic partners, two partners that will provide support as a point of entry in those communities. And so we're working with organizations, as I mentioned, Baylor, the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce, and Temple. There's what's called the Texas Health Bio District, and then you also have their Economic Development Corporation and Scott & White that are very involved. So, yes, there will be, in essence, what I'll call a satellite type of a presence. That's what's envisioned.
I see in the letter from Austin that the state's prepared to allocate up to $500,000. Where is that money going to be applied to?
So the idea, basically, it would be applied to utilization by the Regional Center for Innovation and Commercialization. The base support, this is for the first, basically, year, if you will, of operations of the RCIC. It's actually going to be about 18 months under this particular contract as things go forward. Base support will be $180,000. We match that. We already have, as I mentioned, funding in place through our organization as an innovation center. So it's funds that we already have in place locally. And then on top of that, on top of the base support, there are success-based funding opportunities tied to specific milestones, most of which have to do with building the ecosystem and providing services to emerging technology companies, et cetera. So we do, as you pointed out, we do have the potential, once the contracts are finalized and such, to, over the next 18 months, receive approximately $500,000 in funding support from the state of Texas.
So this additional tool in your arsenal allows you all to do what?
Well, I mean, if you think locally, just in terms of Bryan College Station, you know, think about what the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development in Manufacturing is up to. You know, one of the core, you know, kind of mission components, if you will, as I see it, of the CADM, the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development, is to try to, you know, facilitate technology transfer and commercialization in biotech. So as many of these companies emerge as emerging technology companies with disruptive technology, whether it's a vaccine for Ebola or for cancer or what have you, those are companies that ultimately the RCICs might work with to be able to facilitate expansion in the market. So it is an economic development tool in the purest sense of seeing a company grow from, you know, having two employees with a great idea to, you know, having, you know, 5,000 employees and, you know, developing vaccines and whatever. So it's an innovation economic development strategy. It's also obviously good for our regional partners in Temple and Waco. They have the same opportunity to work with their entrepreneurs and with their companies that would be eligible and would participate. The other thing that's interesting about the Emerging Technology Fund is that you've got the commercialization component, but you also have matching awards to university as well as and to companies as well as what's called academic superiority. So we'll obviously be working with, hopefully with our A&M partners on many of those initiatives as we go forward.
How unusual is the RCIC in a geography like the triangle with Bryan College Station, Temple, and Waco?
That's a good question. We are really the first that would be outside of a very major metropolitan market in the state. Historically, the regional centers for innovation and commercialization have been in, you know, Houston for, you know, the last 6 years. Bryan College Station has been part of what's called the Gulf Coast Regional Center for Innovation and Commercialization, which is headquartered in Houston. Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Fort Worth being the other primary regional centers, and then a regional center down in the valley. And so that's pretty much it. So this is unusual, and it's, I think, a testimonial to the efforts and investment we've made to begin to build our own innovation system, working very closely with our A&M partners and with the cities and in the county and the Small Business Development Center and the various resources that we have here. So to be, you know, approved for hosting an RCIC is an honor, and we hope to be a best practice model where we include and incorporate the entire region. And so we're very excited about it. It's going to be I think once we get the agreements finalized and are able to officially launch and get things going, it should be very positive, and we hope to be able to tell a lot of great stories about the good work of the RCIC on behalf of Bryan College Station.
Well, it sounds like a logical reward considering all the development that's already taken place in the Bio-Corridor.
No doubt. I mean, you know, and it's not just the Bio-Corridor, but absolutely. I mean, you know, if you look at the future of the Research Valley One Health Plus Bio-Corridor and the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development Manufacturing, I mean, again, a core element of that is how to advance technology commercialization. And, you know, having the RCIC here connected with Scott and White and Temple and the Health Science Center and the good work that's going on in Baylor. I mean, you do have some very unique synergies. We're clearly going to continue to have very strong relationships with Houston, with the Houston Medical Center, and you know, again, even if, you know, North Texas, you know, Austin. So, you know, but in terms of just innovation, economic development, and really capitalizing on the infrastructure that's coming online here, we do believe that it's an absolutely appropriate fit,
and it puts you at a new level at the playing table when you're considered a peer with the Dallases and Houstons and Austins of the world.
Well, you know, the reality, Bill, is that for a few years now we have been competing and economic development with those geographies. And, you know, for years, you know, I think you could argue we were a competitor in tier two markets. Now we're going head to head with Houston and with Austin, and, you know, whether it's for global research center projects or biotech or whatever. And so, yeah, you know, I think the reality is it's an acknowledgement of where we are in our life cycle as a community and as a market. I think it's also an acknowledgement of the massive driving force that the Texas A&M University system is when it comes to research and development and industry collaboration and how we can, you know, be a facilitator and a partner. I mean, that's the other thing that I think is very important about our proposal as an RCIC. You know, you asked earlier about the, you know, Temple and Waco having, you know, offices, and that's absolutely what we want. We want those partners to have, you know, autonomy in terms of dealing with their local companies and with opportunities to attract, because this isn't just about, you know, companies that are in our market. I mean, one of the fantastic tools that is represented by the Emerging Technology Fund is the ability to use it as a business attraction tool. And so we'll do our part here in the Research Valley to talk to companies that might be good candidates that are maybe not in the state of Texas or somewhere around the globe that are interested in locating to Texas and locating to the Research Valley about the possibility of working with the Regional Center for Innovation and Commercialization and the Emerging Technology Fund.
The other thing I just want to double check from a governance standpoint, is it going to be the Research Valley Partnership Board that oversees this, or is this an independent group?
No, exactly. The Research Valley Partnership will be the host organization. So, we will have to be very diligent in how we, you know, manage the funding that we receive from the state. We will set up an entirely separate operating account, but the Research Valley Partnership Board of Directors will have fiduciary responsibility. And that was an important thing. I mean, we're uniquely set up and structured to serve as a regional center for innovation. And you know, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, we've, you know, for the past several years, while we've been part of the Gulf Coast Regional Center, we've effectively been building the capacity to serve as our own regional center. And we're now at a point of maturity where the opportunity presented itself, and thank goodness that some of our community leadership helped to helped us tell the story, and now we have the approval, and we're moving forward. But no, the Research Valley Partnership will serve as the host, as our own. We're a, you know, 501c6 not-for-profit corporation, and so we'll operate the RCIC under the host organization, which is the RVP, but we'll have some staffing that will probably be separate and entirely dedicated to the RCIC ultimately. But as we stand right now, we're going to work through getting all of the necessary operational elements into place, and look forward to that too. I mean, that's an important part of building capacity. You know, we're very much working on our Innovation Center 2.0 initiative right now, which fits in perfectly with this. So, very good alignment. The timing is right. Center for Innovation, et cetera.